Make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
What's your room number?
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. You may have heard me speaking with Vicky on the cell phone when we started to come back into the second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday. They have moved her out of the emergency room area of the hospital, and they have moved her into a room. And she was going to be giving me that information, and I said, whoops. Muted the mic. I got to get back on the air and just text it to me, because as soon as I get off the radio here at 12 noon, I'll be heading back to Munson Hospital. And we actually have a follow-up with her surgeon from her surgery from last week. We have that scheduled at his office for 3 o'clock this afternoon. So maybe he'll be coming to the hospital to see her while they deal with her heart issues, and they think it's definitely related to the surgery. We're not really sure what it is. They did a CT scan early this morning, and they said it's not a blood clot. We thought perhaps with her family history of blood clots causing strokes, her grandma Vicky died from a stroke as a result of a blood clot. We wanted to rule that out, so they did the CT, and they came back and said, nope, no blood clots. But there's definitely something going on with her blood, something happening, causing her heart to react negatively to whatever's going on. So they kept her for the night. I got back at about 6:30 this morning, and I was able to lay down for about an hour and then get back up and prep for today's show, and hopefully I'll be able to make it. So, if you would like Dr. Jeff's phone number and address to the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie, just text me Dr. Jeff, and I'll send you the information. You can call him, ask him your questions. If you know of an animal, a dog that has cancer, being diagnosed with cancer, and you would like them to basically participate in this study research that he's doing, again, just text me Dr. Jeff and I'll send you the information. We would greatly appreciate that, and hopefully he can contribute through his time and research and effort the effect of ivermectin helping with cancer in dogs. That's his primary focus. See if it can be repurposed for cancer and see if they can get any success that way. One of the things that is pretty interesting, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed a bill that I want to talk about that she, I think, missed the boat on, because now that the Republicans are in control, I don't think they're interested in this one in any way, shape, or form. But she vetoed a bill, actually a few bills, but one of them, 13 bills were vetoed a week ago Friday when she felt that the legislators got it wrong. House bills 4191 through 4194, which would have made it easier for parolees, basically people coming out of the jail system, to get access to a driver's license or state ID card by requiring the Michigan Department of Corrections to apply for these IDs on behalf of a prisoner who's getting ready, scheduled to be released. Now, we talked about this before when this story broke, but it's been updated. The main reason why, according to House Fiscal Agency, the bills would have codified a program that the department already undertakes that enables state prisoners to have these identification cards available upon their release. While Governor Whitmer said she supports the policies behind these bills, parts of them conflict with other bills that she's already signed into law regarding automatic voter registration. She said if she were to sign these bills, they would conflict with the portions and would actually override some of the changes to the automatic voter registration process. So you have to understand that they already have changed automatic voter registrations for prisoners. Now, the interesting part of this is the House Fiscal Agency. This is the watchdog that basically looks at appropriations, spending of the implementation of laws here in the state of Michigan. And it's done by the House State Representatives Chamber. Well, Donald Trump at the federal level created, signed an executive order to basically allow him and the White House and his cabinet members to be what Michigan has the equivalent of, the House Fiscal Agency. Donald Trump signed an executive order that froze all of this non-discretionary spending, monies to go to the states, grants, giveaways, foreign aid to other countries, in their opinion, discretionary items that the United States taxpayers should not be spending their money on. Well, a Joe Biden judge postponed the immediate implementation of the executive order. He delayed it from this week until Monday. He stayed it for basically 5 days to give Congress the ability to look at all the things Donald Trump has frozen. His press secretary yesterday, and I apologize, I don't remember her name. If anybody could Google or search for that and text it to me. 27-year-old blonde that absolutely hit it out of the park for her first press conference with the media yesterday. It was a packed house. Every news reporter, media person that had a White House press pass was there. And they tried to drill this girl every which way to Sunday. And I got to tell you, kudos to this young lady. I don't know who she is, but she was awesome. There it is, Bob in Hillsdale. Thank you. Caroline Levitt. She hit it out of the park. One of the first statements she said, I promise to you guys from this podium that I will never lie to you. And I would hope that you would reciprocate, and in the way you present questions to me to answer on behalf of President Trump, that you wouldn't lie either. You can hold me to that standard, and I'm going to hold you to that standard. Because in the past, so many lies were spoken prior to asking a question. I'm not going to participate in that game. Perfect example was this. One of the reporters said, well, according to reports in this certain state or city, I forget which one it was, you know, 350 people were picked up in raids, handcuffed, taken out of their residences, and hauled off by ICE. Supposedly being sent back to the country they came from for deportation. Something that Donald Trump ran on. He ran on the biggest, massive deportation of illegals in the history of our country. She said, well, out of these 350, can you tell us how many of them had criminal records? Like, for violent crimes, because his motto so far, Tom Homan, who's doing a phenomenal job, said, quote, this is interesting, the worst first. That's our policy. The worst first. Those who are the worst are going first back home. So the reporter trying to kind of do a gotcha on Carolyn Leavitt. Thank you, Bob, again for that research. I appreciate it. How many of them were criminals? She said all of them. She said, no. I mean, how many of them had violent crimes history? Committed felonies, murders, rape, drug smuggling, selling drugs, whatever. How many of the 350 had criminal records? And she said, again, all of them. You see, unlike Biden's administration, whether or not he was even aware of it, I mean, I don't know. He could be upstairs in the residence napping most of the time. But his policy was just because they entered the country illegally wasn't a crime. Well, guess what, folks? It is a crime. And in Trump's administration with Caroline Leavitt, press secretary, you enter this country illegally, you're a criminal. And you're going back. Next question. And this reporter kept trying to interject, and she did the Donald Trump thing. She put up her hand to tell her to basically shut up. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And she moved on. It was a phenomenal press conference. If you didn't see it, I highly recommend you do it. She is absolutely, Mike, he said, she's a rock star. Again, Donald Trump chose well. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story that was tied to what's happening here in Lansing, Donald Trump froze all these checks. Well, Caroline Leavitt, the new rock star press secretary that Donald Trump chose, Mike continues, he said, so refreshing to hear her after tolerating Karine Jean-Pierre's nonsense and lies. That chick drove me nuts. But anyway, she said that the United States government was getting ready to spend $50 million, U.S. taxpayer dollars, on condoms to be sent to Gaza. Are you kidding me? And the reason, the main justification for it, I did not know this was happening. Hamas, Hezbollah, they take condoms, supposedly, that we provided to the region. They blow them up with air and use them as balloons to float explosives into Israel. Basically dropping explosives using condoms as the balloon carriers of these bombs to use them against Israeli citizens. Another $33 million in this department. Another $112 million here. I mean, the numbers are staggering, people. And Chucky Schumer and the liberal Democrats, their heads are exploding. Oh, this is total chaos. Donald Trump is absolutely sending the entire country into chaos. Because some of the money is supposed to go to states like Michigan and other states. But it's not going to affect Social Security and Medicare payments. It's not going to, any assistance that people are on isn't going to stop. This was all discretionary items under Biden's administration that were getting ready to go out. And Donald Trump and his cabinet and his people, starting with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who, by the way, is not going to continue working with Elon Musk. He's getting ready to announce that he's running for governor of the state of Ohio. But I digress. They, together, since the November 5th election, started looking at the budget, started looking at these checks, started looking at all this stuff, and said, President Trump, dude, you got to sign this executive order and freeze all this federal spending. we need to go through this with a fine-tooth comb, and you need to freeze this money because we think we can save the American people and taxpayers a ton, a boatload of money on stuff that we should not be funding, we should not be sending. $50 million for condoms to go to Gaza. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. Just like Whitmer vetoing this bill for prisoners. Well, in her automatic voter registration, which ties into the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's running, announced she's running for governor. Guess who gets to oversee the next election of 2026? The second most critical election of our lifetimes. Trump's on November 5th, 2024 was the most. The second most is going to be our next governor for the state of Michigan. Guess who is the Secretary of State to get to oversee that election while she is an announced candidate already running for governor? Jocelyn Benson. Folks, this is a repeat as exactly what happened in Arizona back in 2022. Katie Hobbs, again, another protege of George Soros, just like Jocelyn Benson is, paid for their colleges, got them to be elected to be secretaries of state. Katie Hobbs was the secretary of state when she ran for governor against who? Carrie Lake, that gorgeous former news reporter in Arizona that Donald Trump endorsed, and Katie Hobbs beat her. Right. Jocelyn Benson is getting ready to pull the same crap in Michigan that Katie Hobbs pulled in Arizona in 2022. Except there's going to be other candidates running, and I don't think Jocelyn Benson's going to have a snowball chance in heck of winning the Democratic nomination. Now that Gary Peters is not running for re-election in the U.S. Senate, well, Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, who lives in Traverse City, actually just down the street from where Vicky is this morning at Munson Hospital, he said he's taking a look at running at that U.S. Senate seat. Lord Jesus, please have the Democrats nominate Pete Buttigieg to be their candidate for U.S. Senator for 2026 election. Because I don't care who the Republicans pick, we can beat Mayor Pete for the U.S. Senate, and we might get this Republican U.S. Senator in Michigan back. Man, I got so many stories going today. Appreciate you guys being part of the show. I'm operating on caffeine, coffee. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising.